Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
There's a bit of a fuss over the fact that you'd not want a video tribute tonight. You want it when they come back. But Pierce's number is going to be retired that night. What do you make of that fuss?
That's Pierce's night. But, like, the video tribute ain't the whole night. Right.
Sorry, Isaiah. You either get the video tonight,
right,
or you don't get no video.
Well, I don't know why they're so mad about it.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
Bomb? What's it called? Bomb what?
You've heard it before. Bombogenesis.
Bomb squad. 8 to 10 inches. You live in Boston. We piss on 8 to 10 inches.
Meteorologists are calling it a bomb cyclone.
There's going to be plows. They're going to push it to the side, and you're going to drive down the road.
Well, that's a blizzard.
They're going to put salt and it's going to go away.
Rare weather phenomenon known as a bomb cyclone.
Thursday night, it is going to bomb out, as we call it.
Paul over here is getting a room for the night. Right. Why?
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Now, losing a nice, comfortable room.
Sure was.
Dale's sitting home right now having
sure
lunch
is.
With the wife. Soup on the...
Hot soup. Tomato soup. I picture him eating tomato soup with a nice piece of bread right there. Yeah. A piece of rye bread, something like that.
At 1:45, he'll depart the house, over to Foxborough.
He'll stop and get his mail going out the driveway.
So everybody showed up on time for practice, right? For the Patriots?
I guess so.
Yeah, that seems that way. Nobody's tweeting out that nobody...
Jetsons comments.
But, Christian, correct me if I'm wrong. Patriots Place does change it, right? I mean, they got a hotel there.
Yes.
So
they got a bunch of hotels around that area now.
So wouldn't you just...
Actually, have two.
Don't you just stay right there on grounds? Hotel and walk down if you... I mean, there was no hotel. There was no Patriot Place. You were in your house 5-10 minutes away, right?
You stayed at the end zone.
Adelius Thomas.
The end zone.
Adelius Thomas. Wasn't he there when Patriot Place was around?
Yes.
But they had that because it was here.
How long's the hotel been there? Is the question.
Since the very beginning for Patriots Place. Yeah, they just built another one that's attached to, I don't know where it's farther down, like right past Davio's. Yeah.
How long's that been there?
What?
Since what?
Since
2004, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Adelius Thomas, I believe, was here.
Okay. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. I just wondered how long the whole thing was developed.
Didn't understand this whole snow thing and the blizzard. And it wasn't even
It's easy. You stayed at the hotel.
Bomb Genesis.
It was just a straight up old school, old fashioned Northeaster.
It was like snow. It was only 4 to 6 inches, wasn't it?
You know, that's pretty much it, for being late. I mean, I think everybody woke up to snow yesterday, so I didn't know it was going to snow. So it was traffic. I can't run people over getting to work. I'm not going to do that. I actually almost had a car accident. Okay. That's one thing about Mother Nature. You can't control that. You can't run people over getting to work. I mean, so ain't nothing to really apologize. I didn't try to be late. I don't want people to think it was put out there like, you know, I just didn't show up and you didn't have a reason. Didn't nobody know. And that's not true.
I love that.
That's not the case at all.
This is the best. The dog ate my homework. Hey, Bill. I would have killed somebody on the road if I came to practice on time. Somebody would have died. If I showed up on time for practice.
So the other thing that Bill used to always say is like, he's like, even like during a bye week, he would say, listen, don't call me Sunday night telling me you can't make it back Monday. Don't do it. Like, that doesn't count. I'm telling you. So if there's a hurricane, if there's a storm, get in a car, find a way, be ahead of it, come home on
Saturday.
It makes
sense. Yeah,
of course.
Being an adult. I don't care. Yeah, exactly. Be a professional. This is your job. When the season's over, you can show up and do whatever the hell you want.
But while you're here, make sure you're here. That's what I always used to, you know, I don't know how coaches are okay with it, because their flight always gets delayed. Something always happens, whatever. They don't leave enough time. They don't want to leave the party. They want to leave at the last minute, so they don't give them, or they miss their flight altogether. Oh, hey, Bill, missed my flight. What? So whose fault is that anyways? It's not Bill's fault. It's your fault. So it always used to drive me crazy, because guys, I'm amazed that on other teams, they just give these guys like so much leeway, so much room. They come back late. It's like, well, you know, Mother Nature got in the way. What am I supposed to do? It's Mother Nature. You can't mess with Mother Nature.
It's called Marv Lewis.
It's called Marv Lewis, huh?
That's what it's called.
What would Marv Lewis do?
You're fine. Just show up in 2 days, 3 days.
Get an extension.
Exactly. Not a problem. But apparently Bill made a big, huge deal about this yesterday with the players. So the players were talking about it. There was a lot of conversation about
that. That was all they were talking about.
Yeah, but they showed up. And everybody showed up in time.
Everybody's fine. They're going to play it. They're practicing the bubble.
Right.
So far, I've just seen videos of guys like walking out. So I guess head count? I don't know. Is that something that maybe like midday you find out that so-and-so wasn't at practice?
Maybe.
Still got to wait.
Yeah. I don't know.
That'd be dumb if he really drove it into them yesterday. And
nobody's late. First of all, there wasn't an issue. Like, I drove up Snow didn't start till
shouldn't have been an issue.
Ooh, so wait a minute.
8 o'clock?
Are the coaches' interviews still on for the coordinator?
Well, they had them. Oh, no, that was Vrabel.
Today
was,
and tomorrow.
Vrabel was yesterday. I don't know
and
how
and they're
I knew
flying
that.
Into, and they're flying into town.
If you're going to meet with them on Thursday or Friday, you fly in on Wednesday.
This is Bill's master plan.
Of course if you're a professional.
This is Bill's master plan. He's going to keep them all here because he's going to use the weather. Sorry, you can't go. It's the weather. Can't go. Can't go. Get me stuck out there.
And now they can get a 2-day. They can actually have the second interview because they're stuck.
Mm.
So maybe they interview on Thursday. They come back on Friday.
So you want to do this Houston Astros?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to.
Good, because you're into
You're
this.
All about I'm not about politics at all. Right. You are.
I'm not into
you
visits.
Are into politics.
No, I'm not into
oh,
visits
yeah, that's
to
right.
the
you
White
hate,
House.
You hate the hate White
them.
House visits.
Yeah, yeah, I hate them.
Okay.
I think they're
do you think they're a waste of time for the president? Like, the president has more things to do.
You want to do away with them.
Yes.
And this White House might cause them to do away with them.
It's funny. Like, see, this just drives me crazy. So I see the headline on First Take.
God bless the United States.
It says, the Houston Astros are going to the White House.
They are.
And then underneath it says, what does this say about the Astros?
Yeah, that was on ESPN.
What does it say about the Astros?
They're going to the White House.
It says they're going to the White House.
Right.
So why we have to dissect what they're supposed to do? What does this mean about the freaking Astros?
Because politics plays into everything now.
It does now.
And so if you are an anti-Trump person, you're sitting there going, you can't go to the White House. And if you're and same thing with Obama when he was in office. Same thing. People. It depends on where your politics.
So
are.
So our boy Max Kellerman, he had an opinion of this, and you won't be surprised. Actually, maybe you will. But here's what he had to say about it.
I want to be very clear about this.
Go ahead.
This has nothing to do with where on the political spectrum you fall, left or right. I say what I say because what has gone on in this administration is abnormal and must not be normalized. The former national security advisor has already admitted to lying to the feds. There is an investigation ongoing into the Trump administration and collusion with a hostile foreign power.
It's all about politics.
That involves our national election. I mean, this is there's no whataboutism. Well, this happened. No, it doesn't. It has never happened
on, don't
in my lifetime.
This up. Sure don't okay? Tomasi this up.
All the president's men
sure
seem to be implicated. All the president's men seem to be implicated.
Practice that one.
It's a reference to the Nixon White House.
Yeah,
when I say in my lifetime, I suppose I was 1 year old the last time anything nearly this scandalous occurred with the president.
Just speed it up, like
and
we did, Tomasi.
And so we're an administration.
He's wrong. It's got everything to do with politics. He's giving you his political persuasion. It's all about politics. And that's why I hate these whole White House visits. I really do. So it's all about his political stance.
To normalize what is going on right now has nothing to do with being a Republican or a Democrat or who you're rooting for politically. It has to do with equal protection under the law and constitutionality and being a patriotic American citizen. You do not normalize this behavior with White House visits, period.
Okay.
It's all politics. It's a joke. He's embarrassed himself right there.
Well, it basically is what he said at the end was that the Houston Astros, this is going to haunt them for the rest. This is going to haunt the Houston Astros.
Because they don't politically agree with him.
So because the Houston Astros are agreeing to go, this is going to follow the Houston Astros forever.
Sure. Forever.
So, oh, yeah, that Houston Astros team that won the World Series.
Stephen A., right? Did he chime in?
The biggest reason why I think, Will, that it's a mistake for the Houston Astros to go is because we're talking about Major League Baseball and Major League Baseball's history. Major League Baseball, historically, has always been the last to the party. Major League Baseball has been a league that prides itself on holding on to its tradition, doing things its way. They've been very slow to change and to address things that need to be changed in the sport. The reality is, if you're the Houston Astros, do you want to be associated with that? Even that question,
considering the fact
that we're talking about Major League Baseball and its history of sort of
are
being
we talking code
slow
here?
On an uptake.
So what are we talking about?
Code.
Race?
Yes.
No, baseball, I would agree. I mean, baseball's slow moving, you know, but was he pitching when the Penguins went in October?
No.
So what's NHL's history? Is this gonna be with the Pittsburgh Penguins the rest of their franchise history? Was he bitching when Clemson went to visit? Because that's different because it's college.
Guys, it's all politics.
So Max Kellerman, shut the hell up.
But what does the Astros not want to be associated with?
Guys, these
go
are
go and visit a controversial president? Is that what it is?
These are the same people that when athletes did not want to go to the White House, the Obama White House, they were ranting and raving and screaming about it on TV. All right. Now they don't want the players to go to the White House because they don't approve of the man who's sitting in the White House. It's all about politics.
Yeah, and I think it's Stephen A's opinion on Trump, which is that he's a racist. So now the Astros, given the history of baseball, don't want to go look like they're approve of a racist. Am I missing that? That's how I take it.
I think one has nothing to do with the
other. I'm surprised he didn't bring up that we're dealing with a red state.
But the Penguins went.
Penguins went.
Clemson went. Is it because it's college?
You know what? Golden State didn't go.
Good for them.
They were invited. They said no, and he rescinded the offer.
They have the right to do that.
I think it just drives me crazy that these players
Patriots what?
Have to be yeah the Patriots did go right
yep
they it's like they're shamed into going the organization the ownership the president of the team oh you can't go to the White House what is this you know what this says about
shamed
you
into not going
yeah shame we're gonna yeah they're gonna shame you for it. They're gonna shame you for going for accepting the when you say when the headline is okay the Houston Astros are going to the White House hey they won the World Series hey good for you excellent year. What does this say about the Houston Astros?
That they're racists.
The effect will be that you are aiding in normalizing an administration that shouldn't be normalized. And if you put your own kind of personal value on honoring some tradition, which, by the way, only goes back to the Reagan White House, then I would say you have chosen poorly.
No, hold on. They've chosen not to believe what you believe. You have a right to do that. Everybody has a right to do that. So I don't buy any of these White House ceremonies. I think they're a joke. I think they're, a photo op for the president,
so
and for the team.
So just stop it all together then.
You could. But we can't sit there and pick and choose. It's not Trump. It's the White House. It's the president. That's what it's about. It's amazing to me.
I wouldn't miss it at all. You know, like when I was a
no matter who was the president,
I wouldn't care. So they don't do it. They don't do a big deal. You know, it's kind of fun. Like if you grow up outside of the New England area, the Eastern Seaboard, right? Okay, if you grow up on the West Coast, even if you grow up in the South, the White House is so foreign to you. It's some place you'll never ever get to, especially if you don't have the means. So you get an opportunity. To go to the White House, to go in the front door, to go right in there, not have to deal with anybody else. You get your own little one-on-one situation. You take it. You want to go. So the president goes up and he tells a bunch of stupid jokes that somebody else writes for him. So he mispronounces a bunch of names, right? Chuckle, 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 laugh, laugh, laugh. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Okay, you take your pictures on the White House. You do whatever it is that you do. It literally lasts about an hour. You get on the plane to leave.
I remember there was a lot of talk when the Pats went. Right, because the relationship with Trump, with Kraft, with Belichick, with Brady, and the election itself. But again, like in October, I think it was October, Pittsburgh went. And it was funny because they went before, right, with Obama. And I was reading an article where, like, Pittsburgh basically, you know, their website and their team's Twitter feed and everything else was posting pictures of the trip to Obama. And this one here, they didn't publicize at all. They, like, secretly went to visit Trump.
They still went, but it was like secret.
They didn't post one single picture, I guess,
Kellerman says how it's not about politics, but he gives a John Tomasi backpack monologue about how it isn't about politics.
It's everything about politics.
It's everything to do about politics.
It's all it was.
They're taking something very simple, and very easy, and they're making it such an issue.
But wait a minute. It's worse because then Stephen A. throws the race card in there talking about baseball, right? I mean, what are we doing here? Everybody's playing their own agenda, right?
So baseball players shouldn't go to the White House because of what a bunch of old-ass white knuckleheads decided was the way they wanted to conduct their business. Because old, out-of-touch owners decided not to integrate baseball.
Right.
The current baseball players, which is, I would say, more integrated than any sport in any professional sport. You have more nationalities, more languages spoken in any other professional sport.
Yes.
And maybe hockey.
Right.
Maybe. I'm not sure. But still, it just drives me insane. What does this say about the Houston Astros? Oh, wait, what? Oh, guys, hear this.
Says they won a championship and they're going to see the president.
Yeah, the problem is that people have...
What does it say about the sport of baseball?
That's what's next.
But hold on.
They bring the commissioner
what do you mean,
into
that's
it.
Next.
Bring the commissioner
Stephen
into
A.
it.
Just said that. This is the problem with baseball and long history. You know, I mean, this is
they're encouraging this behavior.
All right. So baseball should be treated that way forever. I mean, they broke the color line. It was a disgrace that they didn't do it earlier. We get all of that, but now they're going to live with that forever. Even though the way people treat it today in 2017 and the people within baseball are much different. You just talked about the diversity in baseball. What are we talking about here? See, that's what I mean. It was all about Kellerman's politics, and then Stephen A. had to throw his agenda into it. It's a stupid-ass photo op of a team that won a championship sitting on the South Lawn with the president. Right? That is all it's about. And I would love it if they eliminated him. I don't want to waste the president's time. I don't want him out playing golf like this president plays every day and the last president played every other day. It's a waste of time. But to me, it's all about politics. That's all Kellerman did.
Yes, it was. It's just and you're just making it. You're overdoing it. It's not that complicated. Just like we all can compartmentalize our lives based on everything else that we got going on, and the athletes compartmentalize their lives when it comes to injuries and families and weather. You can do the same thing. We're just going to the White House. Hey, my president. Okay, fine. You can stay at home. I would like to go.
Right. Hey, I'm with you.
So you know what you do if you're going to continue the practice of doing these? The guys that want to go, go. The guys that don't want to go, don't go.
Stay at home.
Simple as that. Stay at home.
We'll have a more intimate setting.
Right.
But you know what will happen. Eventually, you know, we'll see how long this thing with how long Trump remains president. But at some point, it'll end with him. It might end next year. It might even say, you know what? It's over with. And then what will happen? The minute the next guy gets in there, they're going to bring it back.
Yeah, I don't think it's ending next year.
They're going to bring it back because now it's going to mean more.
Oh, please.
I'm just saying, it's just stupid.
I mean, but the problem I have with what Kellerman is doing is there should be a backlash here to the Houston Astros. The players that show up at the White House, there should be a backlash. Why? Because they don't politically agree with Max Kellerman.
Not just the players. He's talking about the whole organization.
Why? Because they don't agree with Max Kellerman?
Yeah.
Does he not understand that there were other people that go to these polls in November and vote? And that the other people vote differently than Max Kellerman?
Yeah. No,
so in other words, we need to speak, think, act exactly like Max Kellerman.
Yeah. I don't get it. And again, both these guys talking about it. Like you're so right. I was stunned. Everybody was stunned when we looked up in ESPN and said, what does this say? About the Houston Astros. Well, just looked at that statement.
It's ESPN, though. It's ESPN. This is their political agenda.
What does it say about the organization? Right. Oh, they won the World Series.
Yes. And you get a bunch of different awards for that.
Because I guarantee when they do away with this whole visit to the White House, like the first team that wins, when they just do away with it, they'll be like the guys in that team like, damn, I wanted to go to this White House. I'm never going to go to the White House. I'm never going to have the access that I'm going to have if I show up as a world champion. I'm not going to be able to stand right there and go into that room and that room. I can visit like everybody else, but that kind of access would have been pretty cool. It'd been a nice little memory.
Of course. And
even if I hate the guy in office.
It's part of the gift basket that you get for winning championships. You get the parade. You get the ring. You get the late night TV shows. You get the appearance fees. It's all, and then you get to go to the White House, and that's usually it. You cap it off on that one right then and there, and then you get ready for the new season. I don't know.
I just think, do away with the parade, do away with all of it, whatever.
Hold on. Doesn't matter.
I think it's crazy. So when guys didn't go to the White House, okay, when Barack Obama was sitting there in the White House, they were critical of those people. Okay, well, how dare them not go to the White House, right? They were all over him.
Racist. Killed him.
Tim Thomas got destroyed, right? All right, we know that.
Not American.
Now suddenly, we are going to reprimand and destroy the teams that are claiming they want to go to the White House because you don't like the guy that's sitting in Pennsylvania Avenue right now. I mean, this is ludicrous.
It just leaves it open. What is this? Ooh, what is that? What does that say about the Astros? Oh, Martha, what do you think about? Oh, I don't know.
It's even worse when Kellerman says it's got nothing to do with politics.
Mm-hmm.
What was your position when players didn't go when Barack Obama was in office? I'll guarantee you, I know what they are. All right, 617-779-7937, right here on OMF.
Once again, it's Glenn, Lou, and Christian. Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on the OMF, big, huge blizzard outside. Dale still has another an hour and 5 minutes where he can stay in the house before he has to
leave. Just prepping for the show. Yep.
They're on their conference call right now.
Yeah, he's getting his notes in order.
Can I give you another?
Sitting in his couch.
Can I give you another mistake that that deals with the president here? The president is going to go to the college championship football game on Monday in Atlanta. Why?
Oh, I mean, why?
Why?
Is that any Alabama and Georgia are playing for the national championship? Okay. Everyone's going to love him.
Okay.
Yes.
That's his crowd.
Yeah. Yes.
And those are his people.
So we're dealing with security.
Going to have guns?
Oh, yeah. The security.
NRA members?
No, this is going to be a major security issue. They're already talking about it right now with the Atlanta Police Department and U.S. Secret Service. To me, it's a waste.
So he doesn't go to Army, Navy, but he goes to Georgia, Alabama? He's had two opportunities to go to the Army Navy game. He's missed both of them. But he goes to Alabama.
National yeah, you're right. He's playing to
Alabama.
His, he's playing to
those are his peeps.
So it's all politics.
So, just like
Max Kellerman, it's all politics.
It's safe zone.
Yeah. Sure. What if it was USC and I'll just say Boston College. I know that'll never happen. But just say, you think he's going to that game?
There's too much involved with security.
Didn't he win Ohio, though? Didn't he win Ohio?
He did win Ohio.
So it was Ohio State? LA,
right.
You think he'd go?
He shouldn't go. There's no need.
What's he going to do? I know what he's going to do. Sit there and just, wave and, eat, mm-hmm. Do his whole thing. But that doesn't surprise me at all. Thumbs up. No one can hear
great
you, Ordway.
I'm doing my Trump impression.
Great people down here in Georgia.
Who's he going to root for? Is he going to sit on the Alabama side in the first half and then Georgia on the other?
But why?
Is Ivanka going to wear pearls?
Am I a stickler when I actually want the guy to stay in Washington and get the job done? I mean, is that, and I felt the same way about the previous guy. Stay there. Stop it. We don't need you out there doing this thing.
Maybe he's just a big college football fan. What's taking the game?
No, this is a photo op. Yeah,
the way Obama was a big White Sox fan. Remember that? Big White Sox fan.
Is he going to do
the coin
toss?
So who's your favorite White Sox player?
Is he going to do the coin toss?
I like a lot of the other guys, too.
You can't put him out in the field. Why not? Do any of that.
It's Alabama and Georgia. It's Alabama and Atlanta. Yes. Where do you think Alabama is?
What do you think Atlanta is?
How far do you think the University of Georgia is? How far away?
What do you think
from downtown Atlanta?
What do you think the percentage?
Maybe an hour?
What do you think the percentage was of votes that he got in Atlanta?
What, Chocolate City?
20% maybe.
Still Alabama.
No, it's in Atlanta.
So what?
The game is in Atlanta.
Whatever. He shouldn't
Alabama.
Go. There's no reason
Bama.
For him to go.
There's no reason for him to go.
He can go, whatever.
All right?
I'm going to lose my mind over it. He's going to go. Okay, fine. He wants to go to see a game. He's done it before.
And then that team that wins will have an invitation right after the game to go to the White House.
And then it'll speak a lot about that university, whether
they
go
or not. So he's rooting for Alabama.
The pomp and circumstance.
He's all on Nick Saban. Is a Bill Belichick guy. Maybe he sends Nick Saban a little, good luck message, before the game. Go get him, kid. Maybe that's what it is.
Probably is a Nick Saban guy. You're right.
Of course he is.
Makes some sense.
He's going to sit on the Alabama side. Definitely. Cheering for Alabama. All right, whatever.
Oh, no. He'll do the first half on one side.
Again, that's not Army-Navy. It's weird. Like, he picks that game to go to. He doesn't go to Army-Navy.
We started talking a lot about the Celtics, and we'll get back into talking about them because it was a highly anticipated game last night between what you think of the two best teams in the Eastern Conference, though I think the Toronto Raptors would probably argue that point. They might have a right to argue that point. They're the team nobody is talking about, and yet all they do is they keep on winning these games. So maybe there's something going on right now with that team, but it turned out to be kind of a dud of a game. Certainly if you're on the Celtics side of it, you sat and said, wow, that was pretty good.
That was pure domination. I think
they are
a much better team than Cleveland.
I don't think it means anything.
You don't think it's proved that?
No.
Why not?
It means anything.
I mean, they blew them out.
They did.
I know they were without Isaiah, but we were without Hayward. Gordon Hayward.
Very good. That's good.
He's hurt, so what's the difference?
Well, there is a little bit of a difference
there
here.
Is what?
Yeah. Because they really don't have their team together right now. The team that you're going to see in the postseason, Cleveland's team is going to look dramatically different when you add Isaiah Thomas. Mm-hmm. And if you saw the game, and you did, the night before against Portland, and they were the second night of back-to-back, if you saw them, that was a much different team than what you saw
last
night.
The NBA is just, it's different than what you normally see. In the NFL, you don't take weeks off. You don't take off week 1 through 6 off. 1 through 12 and just sort of float through.
Teams, you can't figure it out.
Teams don't do that. In the NBA, veteran teams 100% absolutely do, and it's been proven in the past. Not everybody's like Golden State, and they just roll through it. But a lot of LeBron James's teams do exactly that, especially when their second best player in Isaiah Thomas, and I still think he's better than Kevin Love, but you know, all around, you have your argument all you want.
No, he's better than Kevin Love.
Their second best player is sitting on the sidelines waiting to get into playing form. Wait, you know, saying 17 minutes, he'll probably play another 17, 18. He's expected to be full strength in about a month. It's no guarantee he's not going to get hurt, but you got to expect he's going to be back. And when he does, it's a different team. Your guy might come back in Hayward at the end of the year and give you 12, 15 minutes. Maybe. And I think that's a long shot.
Yeah, but if he does, he's kind of taking minutes away from guys that are already producing right now. So I'm not, until he becomes
Hayward?
Yeah, until he becomes more of a full-time player next year. Well, you're taking away from Brown or you're taking away from Tatum,
no,
right?
No, he's coming off the bench. He's like your seventh, eighth guy.
All right, so are you going to take away from Rozier? What are you taking away from?
He's a guard.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, if you're taking away from the deep bench is not playing in the postseason. They're not playing in the playoffs, okay? So you're down to eight players, and then Gordon Hayward is. I agree. I think he certainly can help a little bit coming off the bench. He's not going to have an impact. Isaiah Thomas is going to have a major impact if he is healthy on the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's going to open up the entire floor. He's going to change everything. And they're an offensive-minded team. And when they take LeBron off the floor, they can't produce at the offensive end. And we know they're a terrible defensive team. That's when they're screwed. Now, suddenly, with Isaiah out there, you always have a scorer who's capable of putting 30-plus points on the board out on the floor at all times.
If the same personnel shows up in the playoffs and those two teams last night, Celtics are a better team. But I'm guessing Isaiah comes back.
I would guess Isaiah's coming back.
And listen, call me crazy. I'm going to go out on a limb, but I'm guessing he comes back.
And who do you think would be the favorite if Isaiah comes back, and Isaiah is Isaiah, right? Let's say he's the player we saw last year. If he comes back, who's the favorite if you have an Eastern Conference final?
8% of the people would answer that question outside of Boston and say Cleveland.
Right.
Outside of Boston.
Right.
Because that's reality world.
Yeah.
Here, not so much. They think they're better.
Well, you saw it last night. You were going at him last night on Twitter. The green teamers were out there. Boy, they looked at last night's game and they said, "We're gonna win this thing."
We referenced Chris Mannix's story early on. We said, "You know, when are you going to start believing in the Celtics team?" And that Cleveland's taking this team serious. They should take them serious, and you should believe in this team. But there's a difference between believing and taking them serious and thinking they're better than, isn't it? I mean, they're a better team than they were last year. They have closed the gap. They will not step on the court in the postseason versus the Cavaliers and get embarrassed like they did last year. That will not happen. It'll be a series.
Yep.
You know, if everybody is healthy, and just I'm saying Isaiah Thomas is healthy and Gordon Hayward is limited, or if he doesn't come back, I just think Cleveland will be the favorite.
Okay, but wouldn't you say if you look at the postseason for the Celtics right now, I think we're all on the same page. They are a better team than what we saw last year. And obviously last year they had the injury to Isaiah Thomas, so they were kind of a mess in all of that. So they get the 1, 2, 3 seed. I'm going to bet they're going to get 1 or 2, and I think it's probably going to be number one. So if they get the number one seed, they win the first round. Probably with no difficulty whatsoever, because by that time, the Knicks will be the number 8 seed. Porzingis will be wiped out and tired and probably won't play in the postseason. So then you get the second round. And in the second round, you get a Washington or you get a Toronto or something like that. Anybody think that that's just going to be a breeze? You're going to walk through that series against either one of those teams?
No, I don't think so. But based on what they've done, ESPN just keeps putting up these stats about the top teams that Boston has beaten. They've beaten all the good teams
at home. They're supposed
to. Yeah, that's so you think about Oklahoma how important City.
if you're a top five team, well, you need to beat the good teams
City
at home.
In Oklahoma City.
Correct.
And they beat San Antonio. Correct.
That's and you sit there and go, well, as a player, like God, that means nothing. And I would say we've seen Cleveland in this situation before. Last year, they had issues and there was lots of question marks and they can't figure it out. They weren't the best team in the East. They didn't have the number one seed. Didn't really matter for them. But still, so until I see Cleveland go through a rough stretch and then struggle and then have it proceed, have it like bridge into the postseason? Like, okay, because you always think they can just flip the switch and they'll be fine.
You know what? I don't understand because it's, yes, this is a very good team. We know they're a very good team, but when the Celtics win a regular season game, people like snap when you try to sit there and say, all right, it was a good win, but what does it really mean big picture? And they get so pissed at you. But yet in any other sport, you think those people that are so pissed sit there and say, well, I think if Kansas City comes in New England, they're going to win because they already beat you. That doesn't mean anything? It's a regular season game. They already beat you. Why doesn't that mean anything? If the Red Sox beat the Yankees, that means, fine, you know what? They just took 2 out of 3 in the postseason, you know, in July. In the postseason in October, they're going to beat the Yankees because they just took 2 out of 3. That should mean something. In hockey, it doesn't, none of it. Like regular season, they're nice wins, and it helps, and it proves you have a nice team. But for the people just snap out when you say this about the Celtics that, yeah, it was a good win. But big picture, what does it really mean? What do you mean, what does it really mean? It means you're better. Well, we don't do that in any other sport,
well,
do we?
Well, I would even say that in as far as like professional sports, I feel like it's like, oh, you know, LeBron James says, you know, we don't know what our team's going to be like till our team is out there. So Isaiah's back. He's slowly coming back. They're managing his minutes. But you can integrate players easily, more easily into a basketball environment. There's only 5 guys. I mean, you're just, it's pickup basketball. Pick a basketball. Try and grab, you know, 11 guys.
It's effort.
And play a pickup football game. People are going to be going all over. No one's going to know what to do. So it's easy. I think it would be easier for them to figure it out. And they're not even at the halfway point. By the time the end of the season comes around, this Cavs team could look unstoppable because you have 2 guys right now that can literally take the game over on their own. LeBron can and Isaiah can. And then the supporting cast, you know, they're going to play up to a level of their competition. They'll play, but they won't look like they did yesterday or last night. Love and J.R. Smith and the one guy that they can easily do without is Calderon. That's a guy where you just, okay, listen, you're off the bench, you're fine. He's the Dellavedova of the group.
Yeah, but he's your third string point guard right now.
You're not going to see third him, string, but he's starting. He's starting.
But the point is, it's like, you know, and I just look at his baseball, like, you know, you're in a – team's on a 10-game road trip, and you got the Yankees in 3-game series, and you got Sale, you got Price, and you got Pomeranz, and they got their 3, 4, 5 starters going against you. You know, so you sweep them. You know, and it's like, okay, but they didn't. You know, they didn't throw Severino versus Sale, did they? You know, they didn't come back and throw Tanaka versus. Oh, you know, they didn't throw Sonny Gray. Like, it wasn't playoff matchups. It wasn't the same. So why would we look at July and say that's a huge series? It's maybe for the standings, but what does it really mean? Celtics win a game, and it's like that means everything to these people. Like, yeah, it's a nice win. Well, that's all. We don't know what it's going to look like in the playoffs when the effort is equal.
So why didn't they do that Christmas Day when they got beat? They got beat handily by the Washington Wizards. That's a team you're going to have to face, it's a tough matchup for you in the postseason, right? Why didn't they
do that? It's a regular season game, Glenn.
Oh.
It's December. What are you worried about in December for?
Oh. Okay. All right. I get it now. All right. Back to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. Coming up next.
Nothing stops Lou Maloney.
You come out of Cooperstown, then you're like, you know what? I'm a damn Hall of Famer.
Well, maybe the FCC.
I was close, but I'm going to let this guy
act like nothing happened. Yeah, you were good.
It's Ordway, Fourier, and Lou Maloney on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is when the pressure of a storm system actually drops 24 millibars, Anderson, in 24 hours. But we're expecting this one to be twice as bad, nearly 50 millibars. That's like Superstorm Sandy. The NASA Mars rover on the surface of Mars recorded a temperature of -2. Look at the wind chills. It's colder in Chicago than on the surface of Mars at -15, as well as Detroit.
And we're talking about, like, what, shutting down a city for 8 inches?
Yeah. Wow. Mars,
the guy,
huh?
The guy was living in a hotel for the next 2 days.
I you know, this usually never happens with me. I never usually get things wrong.
But what happened?
But the Twitter world has just called me out. And yes, Trump did go to Army Navy the first year he was president. Yes.
Okay.
Calm down. He didn't go last year.
Idiot.
He didn't go this year.
Such
he didn't go
fool.
This year. Sorry, I
so
left the game
stupid,
early.
Christian.
I left the game early.
So he was there for the entire game. Yeah. You were gone.
Right? No, he didn't go this year.
He did not go this year?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
The Twitter world will respond. So you couldn't remember what happened a year ago, right? It was the problem was you.
My apology.
Okay.
That was good. That was nice that you apologized.
See how I did that?
That was nice
that
you apologized.
That saved me from everything.
You want to move on now?
Well, yeah, either way. I don't care. I'm just looking at the weather going, I mean.
We have to drive home in this.
I feel like there, we should. I feel like we should get hazard pay.
Not only is Dale leaving his house at 1:45, I think he's doing a show from 2 to 6. He will be home before you are.
You know when like guys like work on these oil rigs and they get paid a lot of money to work to have a dangerous job, right? So we should get. Well, I should get at least Lou staying in a hotel hazard pay. We should get a little extra something, you know, for the effort for making it up here and then having to brave the storm, drive home when no one should be on the roads anyway.
There you go.
At least some JBL headphones.
That'll work.
We never got those. Whatever happened?
You were supposed
those
to be
coming.
On
Paul was supposed to deal.
Yeah, those are coming. Paul said I've been asking every day. I've been pounding doors.
Who's in charge? Who's in charge of those?
Paul's done none of that.
Every day I go in the sales and I start slapping people around saying, where the hell are my headphones?
Imagine if Paul is like the bully of the sales group. Like he's the Debo of the sales. You could actually, that's something I think you could pull off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bully the salespeople?
Yes.
Okay.
Headphones?
Headphones?
Food drops?
More food drops,
yes. Hazard, the healthy kind, though.
Hazard pay?
Definitely hazard pay. I'm sure there's somebody else.
Personal ISDNs.
Sure. Yes. Perfect. That's it.
You need hazardous pay just for your life, Paul.
A good one, Glenn.
He'll be back with his girlfriend in, 3 weeks?
Wow. That's just a bet.
You want to bet?
You got a show in your head.
3 weeks from now? 3 weeks from now. He'll be back with the girlfriend 3 weeks from now. Anybody want to bet on that one?
No, he is done.
No, he's done. Done.
He's already trolling.
I took the TV off the wall. My TV is my only possession is back at my house.
This is the same way he talked. Oof. If you remember, this is the exact same way he talked the first time he left.
But see, this is why you should have got a dog.
Right. Why?
Because you could have kept the dog.
No, there would have been a legal fight over the dog.
No, you and your dog.
Then I got to bring a dog to a house that... way in Abington that I don't have,
He doesn't have the lifestyle to have a dog.
Correct.
You actually have to interact with the dog. The cats, you just let them go, do whatever.
Correct.
They disappear for a year, they come back, and there you go.
Yep.
You're fine.
I'll get a dog when I have a house.
How about you do this?
A dog like this.
Just focus in on just being the best version of yourself.
You know, that's good advice. You know, all these failed relationships, maybe it's me. Maybe I got to stop pointing the guns inward.
I've heard that comment so many times. Like, what do you want to do in 2018? I just want to be the best version of me that I can be. I'm like, that is the laziest. I want to be the best version of myself.
In other words, I have sucked at myself for the past couple years. I need to be better.
I see that on Instagram all the time, Facebook, Twitter. I just want to, hey, you know, here's some advice for 2018, tackling 2018. Don't worry about the outside noise. Don't worry about all the fluff and the fillers that people are trying to fill your life with. Just be the best version of yourself.
Get rid of the negativity.
Yeah, block it out. Kung fu it. Be a kung fu ninja. Knock it down.
Sounds like
negativity.
Sounds like Ray Lewis advice.
Exactly. Have you not seen that? I just want to be the best. New Year's resolution.
I can be.
Be the best you can be.
In the Hall of Fame.
I think I saw that actually New Year's, on TV. They're going around asking people, and that was a bunch of them. That was the common answer.
By the way, did
everybody
say
the best
that?
I can be, best person I can be.
Yeah, that was the Army slogan for years. Be all you can be.
Did you
You're
guys
stealing
watch
the slogan?
Did you watch any of CNN on New Year's Eve?
With smoking weed?
Oh my!
With the
God.
Bong hits?
Oh really?
And
oh my!
The mask. They put the bong mask on. They were doing hits of weed,
and they were all wiped out.
Was that what that was?
Yes. And the announcers were just like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing in that mask?
Doing
the people back in studio.
It was in Denver.
They were
doing it in Denver.
Their eyes, they were like, what are we doing
I
here? We
saw that.
A bong bus
I
right now? A weed
saw
bus?
It. I was like, oh, he's just trying to keep his face
warm. No, they're just smoking weed in the mask.
And then
New Year's Eve.
And Don Lemon is out of it, drunk out of his mind or whatever. And then you had Anderson Cooper. Who was the guy that was working with Anderson Cooper?
I don't even know.
He was hitting on Anderson Cooper during the whole thing. It was bizarre. Oh, it was strange, especially from a news outlet, to suddenly do that. It was crazy.
It was that? Okay, that's okay. And Jenna McCarthy?
Jenny McCarthy.
What happened to her face?
What do you mean what happened to her face?
Weird stuff.
I don't know what women decide to do when they get older.
Women like this cosmetic
stuff. She is not the best version of herself.
But they think
she is the best version of somebody else.
Have you ever seen anyone do all that kind of work and actually look good?
No,
you know where they look.
You never
do.
No, you know where it's really bad.
You never do.
20 years later, Melanie Griffith. Have you seen what she looks like?
You never look better.
Oh my God, she is constantly surprised. the whole time, and her, and she was like, there's no facial expressions whatsoever, constantly surprised, eyes wide open, eyebrows up, face pulled back as much as possible.
That's what they do.
Be you the never, best version of you. She took that advice and she tried to be a better version of herself. See, that's that was the
it's
problem.
It's a big, huge industry. I don't know if you haven't seen
plastic surgery.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big, huge deal
never
right now.
Look good.
It's
but
it's
other even, than Michelle Pfeiffer.
You're right. They don't look good, but it's even worse years later down the road. It really looks.
Eventually, the skin's got to go somewhere, right?
No, they just pull it off.
Right? Hey, oh, they cut it off. This thing's got to go somewhere. Like no when you're like when you lost all your weight. When you lost, when you lost all your weight. Like eventually, like you got to have surgery to clip off like all the fat that hangs off.
I
got to
lose more before,
and like
I do
your
that.
Belly, right?
I got to lose a little bit more.
You weren't a candidate
that.
For that, though. You weren't obese, right?
Yeah, I probably was.
No, yeah,
no, you were.
No,
love the Doritos.
Do you feel like you're the best version of yourself this year?
Not yet. No, I got to
be a better version of you.
This is insane.
I'm working on it. Slowly.
Hey, what advice do you have? I love all these like you know self help people. Oh, like they go to the laziest. Hey, give me some advice for all the people out there who are struggling with themselves and weight issue, family insecurity issues. What would you tell them? You know what? I tell them what grandma mama said. Yeah, that's some crazy name.
My grandma, mama.
Grandma, mama.
Grandma,
my grandma,
mama.
What's your grandmama's name? Mama.
My grandma, mama. Used to say, she said, you know what? You know, honey, you just be the best version of yourself. Don't you worry about what anybody. She's from the South.
Sorry, I was gonna tell that little Southern
mama,
flair to
it. Hey, her. You know, you tell me, girl.
Grandma, mama.
Hey, mama, girl.
Much better when you
my
have
grandma
a
was
flair.
From the South, so I don't know why it's going to be from the South.
It sounds like
you just be the best version of you.
It's more sentimental.
Yeah, it is. When, yeah, when with an accent, draw. It seems like yeah, she's draw. Been through it. She knows this is truth.
She's been there.
She's been there.
How we got another hour?
Beautiful.
This crap. Another hour, and then Dale takes over from Foxborough.
From Foxborough.